Good morning, everybody.
Yes, thank you for my nice introduction. My name is Lisette Oudhuis, and I will tell you something about the work we have done at TNO the last year. And the title of my talk is Route to a Healthy Exudated Snack, and I will focus on what's the influence of the materials where we make the snack from, and also we look at the expansion behavior. This is a short outline of my talk. I will say something about TNO, who are we? I will say something about the introduction of the snacks, what kind of snacks we make, the process, what's happening if you're frying this kind of snacks, and what is that related with the expansion you will measure. I will give you some experiments, results, and I will end with some conclusions. TNO, yes, who are we? We are a Dutch organization for applied research. We do a lot of research in a lot of fields. We are just founded in 1932. We are just 80 years young, you can say. But also TNO was in the beginning just was funded by a lot of money of the government. But the last years it's just changing to more a contract research organization. And now I think 74% of the income is just for doing research for the industry. And only just a small part is money from the government. Okay. This project is funded by the Carbohydrate Competence Center. That is an organization where you can say we stimulate research on the topic of carbohydrates in very different fields. And this part of this topic is done by TNO and the Wageningen University, and just the co-sponsors are COSIN and AVB. Yes, the snacks market. I will hear it on the first speaker. If you want to make healthy food, you also the people who eat this kind of food want also have the same appearance. They must feel of the taste must be the same. And if you change the food and you change also the ingredients, then also always the texture is changing. In the snack market, yeah, we want to have a low snack product. We want to have a less fat product. We want to increase the healthy components. But this gave off a lot of trouble just to make a nice product. And what we mainly look at, if you look at the snack product we are investigated, what is the effect of the ingredients when you change it on the expansion. And the snack product we are working on is based on potato starch, an instant starch of pre-satellite starch, and potato granulates. And the main goal also of this research is if you understand what's happening with your ingredients, can you also help you to make a more healthy product? Now, how do you make an indirect expanded snack? You just put the starch, the instant starch together and the granulates together. You mix it, you put it in an extruder, they come extrudate out this. You dry it or you store it, and in the end you deep fry it. And that's just a commercial way to do it. Now, what are the parameters you can look at if you want to look at the effect of the ingredients? Now, you could look at the variety, amylose amylopectin ratio, the degree of germinization, retardation, shell wall damage. That's just only concerning the input materials. But also very important is the process conditions, yeah, the extrusion, the drying time temperature, storage time temperature, frying temperature and time. But also, if you look at the expansion, then it's also important, yeah, what's coming out and what gives also the right expansion of the right product. We focus just at TNO more on the first part. And Wageningen University is more looking at the processing conditions, so I will not talk on that topic later. Okay, just I want to say also something about what's happening during the deep frying process. What is what's going on? At the end of the storage, then you have your extra date with a very low moisture content, nearly about between 8 and 12%, depends on storage conditions. And when you start just at room temperature, your extra date is just in the glassy state. And if you put it in hot oil, then it will be heated, and at one moment it will pass this glass transition line, and it goes from a glassy area to a rubbery state. And one moment, when the temperature is going more down, then the water starts to boil and start to evaporate out the exudate, and then also the exudate contains less moisture. So you follow this line more to the left. And then at one moment it will pass again the glass transition line, and then it changed from a rubbery state to a glassy state, and the structure will be fixed. And then the temperature goes a little bit down, but also you pick it out of the oil, and then you have a fixed structure. Dus the expansion of your exudate is also very dependent on the class transition temperature of your exudate, and also on the moisture content. I just put it here, but I just skip it here. Okay, and in literature it's found that if you get a maximum of expansion when the class transition temperature is around 100 degrees, and then you have an optimal moisture content of 10%. Okay. What was our research goal? We want to look at what is happening with your ingredients. How can you deal with that? How can you use that to make a nice product? And we just used a basic recipe for the premix. We just used a lab scale, not really lab scale, extruder, a Hacker single screw extruder for the extrusion experiment. We just dry and store the exudate we came out of the extrusion process in a drying chamber at 30 degrees and with a relative humidity of 30%. And we store them, the samples 1 and 3 and 7 days, just to obtain different kind of moisture contents. And in the end, we deep fry this products in sunflower oil at 170 degrees. What did we look at? We changed the type and the amount of the ingredients. We keep as most as possible extrusion condition constant. Yeah, we just do it at 3 different days. We have different kind of moisture content. And then at the end, we look at the expansion. Now, what have we done? We have used 2 types of potato starch, 3 types of potato granulates. Instant starch, we have used 3 different types, but also different amounts. And also the salt, we have used sodium chloride, but also potassium chloride. And we also use different amounts of salt to look at what is the effect, if we can see the effect of if we reduce or we replace the salt. But if we want to do this experiment on this way, we can change 8 factors. And if we want to do all the combinations, then we must do more than 400 experiments. I think that is too much. We make an experimental design from this. And at the end, we came up with 63 factors. And then we recalculate from what is the nice set we can do, we can measure, and what's also handling. And then at the end, there was 13 experiments over every day and times 4. Dus in 30 days, we have done 4 experiments. And then totally it was 25 of not really experiments with 25 mixes we make, and then we make thereof the exudates, and then we store them, and in total we have done 150 samples. Now, we just measure from all these samples, we measure the thickness and the length of the snacks after frying. We look also at the performance. We have done a lot of stuff. We only will show you some results. These are the results, and that is just what is calculated by the design, by the model. What we have seen here is the thickness of your snack and the length of your snack. This is day 1, day 3, and day 7. They only say something about the moisture content. You can see it here. At day 1, you have 12, and day 3, approximately 10, and day 7, 9. Dus if they stay longer, then the moisture content will become lower. And these are just only the factors which are significant, which have influence on the expansion of your snack. Yes, the moisture content, that is not surprising. You have the presence of the appearance of the presence of the salt. You have also starch and granulated starch. And I just will give you example how you can interpret this result. If you have, this is the average calculation of the thickness of your snack with a moisture content of 12%. If you put salt in your sample, then you can increase the thickness with this number. But if you put salt, but you put a potassium salt, then the thickness of your snack will decrease. Dus if you make a mixture with salt, but with potassium salt, then the total effect on expansion will be a zero. Now, if you just use the regular starch and the regular granulates, then it did give a very positive effect on your expansion. And the moisture content gives, in this case, if you have a very high moisture content, give a negative effect op je thickness. And what you can do is sum up everything, and you can calculate which combination gives you the highest expansion. Gaat goed. Say the highest expansion. Dus if you just say, I just present the salt in my mixture, not the potassium salt, but just the sodium salt, you make a mixture of the regular starch and the regular granulate, then the maximum expansion is 4.8, and that's just 190% more increasement of expansion than the average one. And on this way, you cannot really play, but you can think if you put this kind of if you put potassium salt in your sample, then it goes automatically down. Okay. I also put this in this graph, and what I have done here, I've just put the moisture content and the thickness of. I just only will focus on this one, on the thickness, and here in the diamonds. It's just a thickness which is calculated by the design, by the model. And if I correct for the moisture, the effect of the moisture content, then you see here so this will be the expansion depending on the moisture content. And if I calculate the best mixture just to make a good expansion, then you can here see the triangles. And as you see, you have a maximum expansion, roughly, because I don't have here any data, around 10% moisture content. And then you have the highest thickness of the thickness samples. If you go to the if you do the same for the length, then you don't see really an optimum value. Okay, now what's that look like? How do these samples look like? We just make some pictures of them. Now, these are just the, how do you say, the optimum stars and granulate and the instant stars concentrations. And if you put no salt in it, then it's like this. You see here just the shining areas are just the fat penetration. It's not a really good expanded snack. This is with 1.5% sodium chloride, and that is really nice. It just it's not really homogeneous, but it looks like not nice. And if you put instead of sodium chloride potassium chloride, then you see it change the structure strength dramatically. It is smaller, it has holes, and also the cells are just smaller. Okay. I'm just nearly finished. Okay. Here I have also another picture here where I just don't use here so the regular start and the regular granulate, just the other ones. And these are just the same starch bases, but only with no salt, and this is with potassium chloride. And then you see more smaller air holes. And also you see also here, there are just bad air, bad snacks. You also see here the fat, the penetration of the fat in the snack. And I have here another sample with I just the same amount of salt, and we only and also only the starch type is different. And this is the normal one. This is very nice. And here you have also see a very large distribution of also of holes, but also of cells. And you can also use and also put this data in the design, but we don't have to do that because. And then you can also calculate what will be the best. Okay, I will end up with some conclusions. The regular starches and the granulates get the best expansion results. There is no influence for the amount of instant starch in this design. Introducing salts have a positive effect on expansion. Thus, if you want to put less amount of salt, you must also think about how you can compensate it for the expansion. And if you replace the sodium chloride by the potassium chloride, it has a negative effect of the expansion. I just want to say something we are also working on the last year. We also combine SEM and FTER just to look at the shining areas and how they, because that is the fat, how they penetrate in the granulate. We are also busy with that. And also what we are doing is just to look at the class transition temperature. And we're using DMTA analyzer, differential mechanical thermal analyzers. And you can look then at the class transition, but at the meantime, you can also, at the same time, you can also look at the expansion. And combining that with a camera or with a video, you can look at what's happening at the expansion if you heat it. But the only problem is that it is not in the oil, but it is air heated. Okay, I'd like to thank you, and I want to also say that I also thank the CCC for funding this project. Thank you.